All right, so we're going to dive into Oprah Winfrey's What I Know for Sure.
Okay.
It's a collection of her columns from
Right.
O Magazine, and you flagged this for a deep dive.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're really interested in this whole idea of like how to live a more fulfilling life.
Yeah.
And Oprah definitely has some thoughts about that.
Well, and what I think is really fascinating about this book is Oprah doesn't just like talk about these like big abstract ideas.
Right.
You know, she actually shares a lot of personal stories
Mm-hmm.
and anecdotes that really make her wisdom feel a lot more
Yeah.
relatable, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost like she's just sitting down with you and
Yeah.
having like a heart-to-heart conversation.
Yeah, you're right. And she starts off talking about joy
Right.
and this incredible encounter she had with Tina Turner
Oh, yeah.
that just completely shifted her perspective
Yeah.
on what it means to like embrace joy, even in the midst of challenges.
That story's so powerful.
Yeah.
And, you know, she talks about like wanting to run away with Tina Turner, but
Right.
just being so captivated by her energy
Yeah.
and then realizing that joy wasn't about escaping her own life. You know, it was actually a choice that she could make in any
Yeah.
moment, regardless of her circumstances.
That makes me think about how often we wait for like
Right.
external things to change before we allow ourselves to feel joy.
Exactly.
But Oprah's saying like we have
Yeah.
the power to choose joy right now.
Right now. And it's not about
Yeah.
denying those difficult emotions. It's about cultivating this
Right.
inner state of joy that can coexist with those challenges.
Right.
It reminds me a lot of like the practice of gratitude,
Okay.
you know, where you intentionally focus on like the good things in your life,
Yeah.
even when things are tough.
Oprah also talks about finding those five-star experiences
Oh,
in
yeah.
everyday life. It's
Right.
those little moments of pleasure, like a perfect cup of coffee or, you know, feeling the sunshine on your skin. Like,
Yeah.
do you think those small moments are really that important?
I think they're essential
Yeah.
because it's so easy to just get caught up in the hustle
Yeah.
of daily life that we overlook those small joys.
Right.
But when we can like consciously savor those
Right.
experiences, it really shifts our whole perspective. It's like the
Okay.
mini meditation,
Right.
you know, that brings us back to the present moment and just cultivates this sense of contentment.
She tells this great story about her birthday
Yeah.
and how she casually mentioned wanting to hear
Right.
this singer, Snadim Kaur, perform live.
Uh-huh.
And then completely out of the blue,
Yeah.
Snadim Kaur ends up performing at her birthday party.
Wow.
It's almost like she manifested it.
It really does feel like magic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It raises the question, is it just a coincidence or is there something to this whole idea of the law of attraction? Can we actually like influence our reality
Right.
by just focusing our thoughts and intentions?
That's a big question.
Yeah.
I think it's important to acknowledge that the law of attraction is just one perspective,
Right.
and it's not a guarantee that you'll get everything you want
Right.
just by thinking about it.
Right.
But there's definitely something powerful about setting intentions and aligning your actions with what you desire.
Absolutely. And even if you don't subscribe to
Right.
the law of attraction,
Yeah.
the story really highlights the importance of being mindful of what we're focusing on,
Right.
what we give our attention to expands. So if we're constantly dwelling on negativity, that's
Yeah.
what we're inviting into our lives.
Right.
But if we focus on, you know, what we're grateful for,
Yeah.
what brings us joy,
Yeah.
then those things become a lot more prominent in our experience.
Oprah's also really open about her struggles with food
Yeah.
and how she initially resisted the advice of her trainer, Bob Green.
Right.
You know, she eventually came around to his philosophy, even nice, but it took some time and a willingness to step outside her comfort zone.
Yeah.
What do you think that tells us about personal growth?
I think it shows that growth often involves challenging our own assumptions
Okay.
and being open to new ways of thinking and being
Yeah.
like we can get stuck in our routines and habits
Right.
even when they're no longer serving us.
Yeah.
Sometimes the things that are best for us require us to confront our own resistance and
Right.
embrace the discomfort of change.
It's like that saying, growth happens outside your comfort zone.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And Oprah also talks a lot about the importance of connection.
Yeah.
She admits that for a long time she kind of isolated herself, even though she deeply craved that sense of community. It wasn't until she moved to a new city that she really realized
Yeah.
the importance of like building those relationships.
That really resonated with me.
Yeah.
I think it's so easy to fall into that trap of thinking
Yeah.
we can do everything on our own, but we're wired for connection, you know, as humans. We need to feel that sense of belonging and
Right.
community.
Yeah. And Oprah's experience really highlights how important it is to like, put ourselves out there and cultivate those connections.
Yeah.
Even if it feels a little daunting at first.
It makes me wonder if sometimes we avoid connection because we're afraid of being vulnerable.
I think that's a big part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
We're afraid of being judged or rejected or hurt.
Right. But the irony is that by closing ourselves off, we actually miss out on the joy and support that come with genuine connection.
Right. And she even shares this really beautiful anecdote about Bibe Wainans singing to her during this really difficult time.
Oh, wow.
And it really illustrates the healing power of authentic connection. Like, you don't need a romantic relationship to experience that, to found love and support.
That's so true. Love takes so many forms.
Yeah.
You know, the love of friends and family and mentors, even strangers.
Right.
It's about recognizing those connections and allowing ourselves to receive that love and support.
Oprah also talks about her fear of flying over the ocean.
Okay.
And she shares this really intense story about being on a plane when the windshield cracks mid-flight.
Oh my gosh.
And it's this powerful example of how to find your center amongst this terrifying experience.
It's incredible how she was able to tap into that inner strength and remain calm despite all the chaos around her.
Yeah.
Makes you think about how we can all learn to navigate our own fears and anxieties with a little more grace.
What I find interesting is that she doesn't talk about eliminating fear altogether.
Right.
It's more about acknowledging it, allowing it to be there, and then choosing to focus on something else, like her breath or a calming thought.
That's such an important point because we often try to pull away our fears, but that can actually make them feel even bigger and more overwhelming.
Right.
Oprah's approach suggests that it's more about shifting our attention and finding that sense of inner stability, even when things feel really chaotic externally.
And speaking of inner strength, Oprah has a lot to say about personal power.
Right.
She seems to believe that true power comes from our ability to make a difference in the world.
Absolutely. And she backs up this belief with all these compelling stories.
Right.
Like the one about Otis Moss Sr., a civil rights activist who walked miles to vote, even though he knew he might face violence.
Yeah.
It's such a powerful illustration of how one person's actions can create this ripple effect and inspire change.
She emphasizes that it's not about fame or fortune.
Right.
It's about aligning our actions with our values and using our voices to folk up for what we believe in, even in small ways.
That's a really crucial point because we often think of power as something external.
Right.
It's like something that some people have and others don't.
Right.
But Oprah is suggesting that true power comes from within.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing our own agency and using it to make a positive impact.
Another aspect of personal power she talks about is living with intention.
Okay.
She says it starts with learning to say no, setting boundaries, and prioritizing our own well-being.
Yeah. It's so easy to get caught up in pleasing others and overcommitting ourselves.
I completely agree. Saying no can be such a powerful act of self-care.
It is.
It allows us to create space for the things that truly matter to us.
Right.
And to protect our energy from being depleted by things that don't.
It's about aligning our actions, our priorities, and living a more authentic life.
And that seems to tie into her ideas about finding your purpose.
Mm.
She makes this clear distinction between our jobs and our true calling.
Right.
She says our purpose might not be tied to what we do for a living.
Yeah. She believes that our purpose is about finding something that lights us up, that aligns with our values and allows us to express our unique gifts.
Right.
It's about finding that sweet spot where our passion and skills intersect.
And it might take some time to figure that out.
Absolutely.
It's not always a straight path.
Discovering our purpose is often a journey, not a destination.
Yeah.
It requires self-reflection, exploration, a willingness to experiment and even to fail.
Right.
It's about embracing the process and trusting that we'll find our way.
Oprah's message about embracing our potential really resonated with me.
Yeah.
It's that reminder that we're all works in progress, and it's okay to not have it all figured out.
She really emphasizes that reaching our full potential isn't about achieving some arbitrary endpoint or becoming this perfect version of ourselves.
Right.
It's about embracing that ongoing journey of growth and expansion, continuously striving to become the best versions of ourselves.
It's pretty inspiring, isn't it?
It is.
Oprah's journey, all her experiences,
yeah,
they kind of point to this idea that we're all capable of living these extraordinary lives,
right?
Even amidst like the everyday challenges.
You know what makes her message so powerful is that she's not just preaching from some distant stage.
Right.
She's sharing her own vulnerabilities, her struggles, her triumphs.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it feel like something we can all achieve.
Right.
Not just some far off ideal.
Exactly. She's not saying it's easy.
Right.
But she is saying it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it starts with those simple choices, like choosing joy.
Yeah.
Even when things are tough.
Right.
Noticing those small moments of beauty.
Yeah.
Connecting with others in meaningful ways.
And recognizing that fear is a part of life.
Right.
And it doesn't have to control us.
Right.
You know, we can learn to navigate it.
Right.
To find our center, even in the midst of uncertainty.
Yeah. It's about cultivating that inner strength and resilience.
Absolutely.
And taking action.
Right.
It's not enough to just think about these things. We have to, like, put them into practice.
Yeah.
Whether it's saying no to protect our time and energy.
Right.
Or using our voices to speak up for what we believe in.
Yeah.
Action is key.
You're absolutely right. It's in those moments of action, of stepping outside our comfort zones, that we truly grow and discover our potential. And it's a continuous process, not a destination. We're always evolving, learning, becoming more of who we're meant to be.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into Oprah's wisdom, what is one thing that really stood out to you? Something that you can apply to your own life right now?
For me, it's the reminder that joy is a choice.
Okay.
It's not about waiting for the perfect circumstances, but about finding those moments of joy in the everyday.
Yeah.
In the simple things, it's a practice. Mm-hmm. And like any practice, it takes effort and intention.
I love that. And for me, it's about recognizing my own power.
Yeah.
And not power in the traditional sense.
Right.
But the power to make a difference in my own life and the lives of others.
Okay.
It's about aligning my actions with my values.
Yeah.
And taking responsibility for creating the life I want.
Beautifully said. Remember, you have everything you need within you to create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling.
Right.
Trust your instincts and embrace the journey.
Yeah.
And never stop learning and growing.
What a great way to end this deep dive.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and keep embracing all that life has to offer.